Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna
Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. Janam Janashanam Prayam Chakshuram Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyatya Deshatarine Vamsha Kalpataru Bhyaccha Kripasindhu Bhyatevaccha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Ya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa-svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Bhe Krishna Karunasindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Apsakanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna So welcome again for today's second last session. Last will be a grand finale by Jagannath Prabhu. The occasion is day on Gita Jayanti. So the significance of the Bhagavad Gita and the Gita Jayanti will be spoken after the Gauravati. So we will have three sessions on Japa. Today one session and tomorrow two sessions between 10 and 1 in the afternoon tomorrow. So there are 9 keys from Shikshashtakam. This is a latest book which has come out by his great Bhurijan Prabhu. Excellent book. I recommend that if possible you try to get one copy. I think probably it is available in Bhandaram or maybe there is a website or something, I am not aware. But I was fortunate to get an advance, like the printouts for proofreading and checking, like a few months back from one of his disciples, Suman Prabhu, who is in our Chapali temple. So some of these principles which I read in this seminar or in this book was so useful that it personally helped me improve my own japa. So after that I thought that it will be nice to share this with devotees. And you can see that there are 9 keys and we will do 3 now and 6 tomorrow. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 6th canto, there are 10 topics in the Bhagavatam. Atra sarva visargasya sthanam poshanam utaya manvantara ishanagata nirandhana muktirashraya dashamastra vidhartam naranam vilakshanam varnayanti mahatma shrutena ardhyena anjasa. Creation, sub-creation, creative impetus. Maintenance of the living souls, of the living entities, sthanam poshanam utaya and manvantara ishanagata. So the 6th canto, if you observe, is beginning with the Ajamil pastime. So the 5th canto describes the suffering of the conditioned souls in hellish planets. Having described that, Hana, the first 5 cantos, so it is described that the 5th canto describes various, planetary arrangements. If you have studied the 5th canto, it describes the structure of the universe. And the structure of the universe as per the Vedic paradigm is much different from the modern scientific paradigm. So many people get bewildered, especially when Prabhupada used to say, the sun is closer to the earth than the moon. That was a bewildering statement. But it is based on the 5th canto. And when big scientists would come and question Prabhupada, how can you say that? And Prabhupada would say, because Sunday comes before Monday. And they would be totally shocked. What logic is this? Does Sunday come before Monday? Prabhupada said, does Sunday come before Monday or not? Yeah. Why does it come? And all of these PhDs will be scratching their head. They have not thought about it. Prabhupada said, that is the proof that sun is closer than the moon. They could not get any scientific answer, but the way Prabhupada would explain was so convincing, they would go out without an argument. And they would tell the disciples that we don't know why we agreed. But Prabhupada, he was emphatic and he would speak so strongly from the 5th canto. Some devotees even left ISKCON because they couldn't agree with the concepts presented in the 5th canto. His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj explains, 5th canto is like the doorway to the palace of bhakti, to the compound wall. Very small and very short doorway. And you have to have the faith and the humility to go down and go through that door. Only when you accept all the concepts given in 5th canto of the structure of the universe and other hellish planets, that yes, whatever is given in Bhagavatam is true, then you qualify yourself with that faith to enter into the palace of bhakti and then you are welcomed at the doorway entrance, and you get an opportunity to enter through the doorway of the holy name. And the sixth canto begins with the Ajamil pastime and the glories of Harinam. That faith is the prerequisite for actually entering into the whole kingdom of the holy name. That is the connection between the fifth and the sixth cantos. So the sixth canto begins with how Ajamil, in spite of all his sins, was delivered by the holy name. Kechi kevaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana abandhunantika sneha niharam iva bhaskara. The holy name is considered to be like a ray of sunshine which removes the fog of material existence. The sixth canto begins with this. Na tathahi adhavan rajan puye tatapa adhidhi yatha krishnarpita pranam tatpurusha nishivaya. Shukadeva Goswami, he has a very major service to perform. He has very limited time and a great message and an instant solution to offer for the king Parikshit. He says, Na tathahi abhavan rajan puyeta. Even if a person is extremely sinful, tapa adhi, even if he performs tapasya and all the kinds of austerities, he cannot be purified. Yatha krishna arpitas pranam tat purusha nishevaya. He must seek out someone who has surrendered his life to Krishna. Krishna arpitas pranam. And then, having taken shelter of such a devotee, tat purusha nishevaya, he should engage in such a great soul service. When he engages in a devotee's service, then the transformation happens. And what is that? Sadrishi nahi ayam loke panthaha kshema asuto bhaya sushila sadhu yatra narayana parayana. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is resonating with this timeless message that without taking shelter of the association of devotees, transformation is impossible. Sadri chino hi ayam loke panthaah. That path on which great devotees walk, must be the path we take. Kshemaah akuto bhaya. That is the path of fearlessness. No fear. Sushila sadhavo yatra narayana parayana. What kind of narayana parayana devotees? Who are surrendered to Lord Narayana. Sushila, they are well behaved. Sadhavo, they are perfectly free from duplicity. When one takes shelter of such devotees, then one can become purified of all of one's anathas. One becomes qualified to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Therefore, we are so fortunate that by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we are in his mission. Prabhupada has taken us under his shelter. Prabhupada has given us the spiritual knowledge. Srila Prabhupada was discussing one time the meanings of the names, and he asked Bhavananda Prabhu, what is the meaning of your name, Bhavan? And he said, it means one who is happy in Bhav Bhakti. Prabhupada said, then your name would have been Bhav Ananda. It is not Bhav Ananda, it is Bhavananda. So he said, then I don't know what is the meaning. Prabhupada said, Bhav means material world, cycle of birth and death. So the meaning of your name is one who takes pleasure in the material world. He got bewildered. Is it a spiritual name? He was thinking. And Prabhupada said, there is only one pleasure in the material world. Otherwise, the material world is only misery. Chakravarti Pad compared the material world to a coal mine or a salt mine. If you enter a coal mine, you know coal mine? If you enter a coal mine wearing white safari suit with a white hat and a white stockings and white shoes, white handkerchief and a white suitcase, what are the chances that you will come out white? The material world is a mine of misery. Just like a coal mine, this is a misery mine. Wherever you dig, whatever portion you dig, however deep you dig, however far you dig, the only thing which will come out is condensed blocks of misery. There is only one pleasure. Giving people the information how to get out of this trapped mind. That is the only pleasure. Preaching. So Prabhupada says, there is only this one pleasure which exists in the material world, which doesn't exist in the spiritual world. Why? Because they are already all useful. So the material world has this extra feature, that the pleasure of preaching, sharing this knowledge with others. So therefore Srila Prabhupada, he has given us this responsibility, chant the holy name and share this knowledge of chanting with others. Who can share this knowledge? One who is experiencing the joy of chanting. Right? Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So initial days, many times when we begin chanting, we are happy. Right? We chant 2 rounds, 4 rounds, whatever. And sometimes we experience an ecstasy also. Sometimes you think, maybe I am becoming pure devotee. Maybe it's just there, around the corner. But then as time progresses, it becomes more of a struggle. You know, and you will feel that, oh, it's not so easy, it's not so simple. And the only joy is the joy of each round going down. So now, in such a situation, when we are experiencing not so much taste, it's difficult to preach also. Right? You are speaking, chant and be happy. And inside you are thinking, and be miserable also. And be terrible. Sometimes people see new devotees get them dancing in ecstasy and they are thinking, new fellow. Wait till he becomes an old devotee. Everything will come out. Let him dance, let him dance. Ah, dance, dance, dance. Wonderful, wonderful, dance. So how to maintain that taste as the time progresses? Jaya Chaitanya Prabhu is referring to something. So, anyway, tomorrow morning we'll be giving the wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam class, so we can share with the relations. So we can see that Prabhupada said three things. Very interesting point. To bring someone to Krishna consciousness is difficult. It's very difficult, not easy. Extremely difficult. Even if you try, you know, they may come and still go away. To bring a person to Krishna consciousness is very difficult. Number two, to make a person stay in Krishna consciousness is more difficult. And number three, to keep a person happy in Krishna consciousness is most difficult. So difficult, more difficult and most difficult. As time progresses and as so many things happen, still to maintain that equilibrium, satisfaction and happiness, Very good. Therefore, when you are sitting in a flight, do not expect the airport to shrink. But when the flight takes off, and then from thousands of feet height, when you look down at the city, it looks small. So the problems of the material world are not going to shrink. The problems will remain same. But Prabhupada is offering you a ticket, a boarding pass of this Vaikuntha airplane, of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Jump in this flight, and in fact, if you are connected with Gauri Vaishnava, then you are getting business class ticket. Take a business class ticket, sit there, and then fly every day 16 rounds. And then as you take shelter of the holy name, the holy name lifts you above all the stupid problems of this world. And then from that distance, when you look down, there are issues, there are problems, there are difficulties. It's not that they are not there. But you have positioned yourself at a state above all of that. And not only you are unaffected, you are in a better position to solve also. Because you are able to see things in a detached manner. Therefore, we cannot begin the process of Krishna consciousness adequately, either service or preaching or anything, unless we take this process seriously. The process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yesterday we spoke about Indra, so I think he is a little angry today. He is reciprocating with a little louder than usual thunder. So our chanting should be louder than that thunder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, our nine keys which we will go through are these. We will discuss in detail each one of them. I call it the nine D's. Duty, devotion, determination, discipline, detachment, disregard, depth, dependence and discretion. So, these are the nine keys which will actually help us chant our japa much better. And the first is, it is our duty to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada was in Mexico. He was on a walk. He saw a garbage can. And something was written in Spanish. So Prabhupada asked Pradyananda Maharaj, what is it that is written on this can? And Pradyananda Maharaj said, it is written in Spanish that throw the garbage in here. Trash can, throw the garbage in here. Prabhupada said, oh, that means we must throw the whole material world here. Material world is a place of misery. Therefore, the only way out is we take shelter of the holy name. One great poet from South India, Purandara Das, he makes a statement from Karnataka, from Udupi. He said, when a devotee chants the holy name, Krishna loves the chanting so much that even if the devotee is sleeping and chanting, like lying down and chanting, Krishna is so eager to hear that he comes near and sits and hears the holy name being chanted. If the devotee sits and chants holy name, Krishna is eagerly standing and hearing the holy name. When a devotee stands and chants the holy name, Krishna starts dancing in ecstasy. And when a devotee stands, chants and dances while singing the holy name, Krishna comes and embraces that devotee. So you may think, Hare, nothing has happened so far. This has been only a poetic simile. I don't see any change. In fact, some people may even prefer, I should not give Krishna too much trouble to make him stand, he should sit on it. Therefore, I will sleep and chant. So the great devotees have expressed so many wonderful verses explaining how Krishna loves to hear the chanting of the holy names. So therefore, it is our duty to chant Hare Krishna. So what is the expectation of the Lord that we chant constantly? Kale dosa nirenaran asti eko mahanipa. And when we should chant, Mahaprabhu says, kirtaniya rama hari, at all points of time, in all situations. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that by your own example, you should establish this chanting. And all of us know the Shikshastak word, Cheto Darpana Madhinam. What the holy name does, it creates purification. And in what state we should chant? Pranamadati Purichena Sarovati Sanishnana. Amanita Madhu, Kirtanyatana. That means in a state of humility. So this is the expectation of the Lord. And in the Shastra, this point is repeated again and again. But what is the reality? The reality is lack of taste. We do not have taste in chanting the holy name. And therefore, the second verse of Shikshastak says, Namna Akari Bahula Nija Sarva Shaktis Satra Pita Nivita Smarayena. And then Durdaiva Idrisham Iha Jani Na Anura Na Anura. A lack taste. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing. So all this is right there in our holy scriptures. It is there in the Shastras. But till Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and actually spread the holy name around, no one actually understood the glory of chanting Hare Krishna. Grihe Krishna Bhajimore Koryashirvane Nilachale Asiena Kamahar Prasade. When Mahaprabhu is taking leave from Sarvam Bhattacharya, he says, I will come back by your blessings. Prabhupada asks, Bhattacharya is the Grihastha, Mahaprabhu Sanyasi, Sanyasi is taking blessings from Grihastha? How is that? How can Sanyasi take blessings from Grihastha? So he gives the answer, because Sarvam Bhattacharya is also chanting the holy names and is worshipping Krishna. So Mahaprabhu gave equality to all the ashrams, equality to progress and go back home back to Godhead by the process of chanting. Till Mahaprabhu came, this fact was hidden in the scriptures. It was not revealed. So you need someone to explain properly, otherwise the message can be misinterpreted. Otherwise, at that point, the society in India was caught up with all kinds of ritualism. If you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, the description is there. What was the situation in Navadvip at that time? All kinds of rituals were going on, that is all. The essence was lost. Like I tell the story, that the Pepsi company, they decided to market their products in Middle East. So that marketing manager came up with a big plan. And they showed three ads, three modules. In the first one, they showed one Arabic man sitting on a camel, going through the deserts. The second shot showed that he's very tired. And because he's very tired, he's drinking Pepsi. He gets one Pepsi, he starts drinking. And the third shot was, after drinking, he is very happy. So he is blissful, he is raising his arms and he has a smile on his face. So they thought, okay, first one distressed, second one is drinking, third one is happy. So everyone will get the message. The sales didn't go up. No sales happened. So it was a flop. So they realized, what happened? They found they counted all the factors but forgot one factor. That in Arabic, it is read right to left, not left to right. So everyone was seeing the ad right to left. That person is happy, drinks Pepsi, then becomes miserable. They forgot that message will be interpreted according to the time, place and circumstance. Shastra is the same, but you need someone to bring out the essence. And that's what Mahaprabhu did. And what Mahaprabhu did, again got lost by the time Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. Again he had to revive. Again Saraswati Thakur and then Prabhupada. It is a continuous process. So therefore great acharyas have struggled to give us this nectar intact. This very secret formula of solution to the Bhavarog. It has been passed down since ages. When you chant the holy name, just appreciate how many great souls in the past have struggled and sacrificed and have gone through sleepless nights and done personal sacrifice so that we can sit and peacefully chant Hare Krishna. We should have gratitude for all such souls. We are just getting things ready made on a platter as it is. So what is the cause of the lack of taste? The first is called Sattva-vibhrama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur brilliantly brings these four points. Lack of taste is number one, Sattva-vibhrama means misunderstanding the truth. And misunderstanding the truth in four levels. First of all, shallowness about one's identity. Not understanding that I am the soul. Not understanding the identity of the soul. Number two is not understanding the position, the power and the relationship of the soul with Krishna. So ignorance about Krishna's tattva. All aspects. Position of Krishna, power of Krishna, what is the relationship and how to attain Krishna. And as a result of this, one will become bewildered. Bewilderment is the result of this. And one is bewildered thinking that I am great and supremely powerful under the influence of false ego. And that creates false expectations. And that false expectation is that the world must revolve around my desires. That is false ego. The world revolves around my desires. Not that everything must revolve around Krishna's desires. And then, when we experience frustration, when we experience failure, we become frustrated. Right? Everything was supposed to be under my control. What happened? This is something which I did not expect. And when this happens, one experiences illusion. And what is that illusion? That I am successful, I am failure. So it is all I-based. And when we experience that illusion, we mistake the opposite party and think he is responsible for my failure. That is the illusion. We think, I would have succeeded. This cause, and this cause is responsible for my failure. And because they have come in my way, and they are responsible for my failure, I start dividing the world into friends and enemies. This is the influence of false ego. And that creates unlimited suffering. And then one totally forgets that there is someone called Krishna who is controlling everything. From the point of view of two ants who are fighting over one piece of grain, the godown and the godown manager has no role to play in their life. Because there are two insignificant ants fighting over one grain. They don't know that one son is there inside. And they don't know that there is a manager also who is sitting on the godown. Because they are so caught up in their shallowness, ignorance, bewilderment and expectations. That they are just thinking, life is revolving around this grain. This grain of sugar is everything. I must have it. Oh, he is not allowing me to have it. And then they start thinking, he is friend, he is enemy. This is called tattva vibhrama. Half of our day goes in simply dividing the world into friends and enemies. Very critical. And then when this goes at a nationwide level, then there is this different nations come up and you know there are fights and this enmity and this and that. Lot of world problems can be solved if this simple slide is understood. Like India and you know Pakistan are always having this cold war or whatever. So you know there were some flights of Pakistan International Airlines PIA, and while flying there was some problem and there was a crash. So they showed cartoons in the Indian newspapers after that crash that PIA means please inform Allah. That is the actual meaning of this advance. I mean, actually, as soon as you get in, you should inform, because it is so horrible, the service, it can crash any time. So PIA is please inform Allah. Week after that, an Air India flight crash. So in their newspaper, they put a cartoon, Air India, AI means already informed. So, at international level, different countries, you know, they are making their own cartoons and they are drawing their peace treaties and they are aligning their armies. Millions of dollars are being spent because of this ignorance. Tattva vibhrama. I want to speak of outside politicians. In devotee circle, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness on a regular basis, because of not being in touch with the philosophy, we come under this influence. And we forget because of being totally under the spell of the false ego. So therefore, this is known as tattva vibhrama. Then the second is asat krishna. Asat krishna refers to three things: bhukti, sense gratification; mukti, desire for no misery; comfort seeking, life should be peaceful, that desire, no problems. I want to be in no problem zone always, mukti. And siddhi, desire for perfection. I should get perfection, whatever I do, there should be perfection. Right? So control and perfection, like that. So we have these kind of things, our own personal agenda, personal desires, which prevent us from surrendering, taking shelter and realizing the truth. Like Prabhupada wanted to make Haidri Prabhu temple president in Vrindavan. And he found out from some sources that Prabhupada has this desire and he didn't want to become temple president. So he made a whole document. Because he felt, oh, because I'm temple president, there's too many problems and too many anxiety. I'm happy now. I'm a writer, I'm an author, English professor. I can do my things nicely. It is too much. So he wrote a whole document, reasons. So many reasons why he cannot be. And he came to Srila Prabhupada. Offered obeisances. And Prabhupada said, so, hi, Krishna, how are you? And fine, Srila Prabhupada. Any instructions? Prabhupada said, yes. I want you to take sannyas.
He got delivered.
What was this? I heard the news, temple president. This is something else. So Prabhupada, how can I take sannyas? I just got married. Prabhupada said, no. No problem. You have to dedicate your life for the mission of Lord Chaitanya. But Prabhupada, who will take care of the family? Krishna will take care. Don't worry, we'll take care. You just take sannyas. So Prabhupada, I can't do that. And he was totally bewildered because the document he had was on temple president.
And said, Prabhupada, I cannot do that. I cannot do that. Prabhupada, tell me what should I do? Prabhupada said, okay, become temple president. And immediately, he agreed. So many times when service is given, our first response is, oh, this is too uncomfortable. Right? The Hare Krishna Mahamantra meaning is, oh divine energy of the Lord Hare, all attractive Krishna, please engage me in your service. But many times we want to tell the Lord, my dear Lord, please engage him in your service. He's more quiet. I have fallen, my dear Lord. He's so advanced. Please engage him. Please give him some more service. Please engage him. We are pleading. So that is because we are seeking a comfortable situation. So asat Krishna, hriday gaurapalyam. So you understand there is a gap when we have mukti kama, when we want comfort, then there is a lot of gap between what we are saying and what we actually have in our heart. So 16 rounds we have to chant something which we are not meaning. My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Now, is that really genuine? But inside you are thinking, not too much service, but please engage me in your little service. Please engage me in some service which I like. So we have lots of adjectives qualifying that service. And because of that, naturally, how can there be taste? The message is not going to Krishna, so Krishna is also not responding. Right? So are we ready for any service, any kind of service, any extent of service? And to the extent we become genuine in that, to that extent we become free from mukti kamna. And then when we become free from mukti kamna, then taste will come. There are no shortcuts here. Don't expect shortcuts. There has to be a lot of paradigm shift. Because taste is something which Krishna will give only when he sees that there is actual, sincere desire. Third is hriday gaurvalyam. Hriday gaurvalyam means weakness of the heart. It consists of two things. Attachment, which is to objects which are unrelated to Krishna, and aversion, which is deceit for finding desire for fame and envy. All four, like that. Are you able to see? It's clear?
Yeah.
So all of us have this deceit for finding desire for fame and tendency towards envy. To find fault and do something. So, that is known as weakness of the heart, attachment and aversion, raga dvesha. And the mind is constantly jumping between these two dualities, attachment, aversion, attachment and aversion. So it's constantly happening. So therefore, this weakness of the heart makes it difficult for us to take shelter of the Holy Name. And the greatest form of envy is to consider oneself God, like the Mayavadis. The Mayavadis think I am God, so therefore Prabhupada was totally against, and it is against the principle of service. Prabhupada was in Amritsar, giving a talk, and there were lots of other sadhus in a sammelan. And most of them were Mayavadis, and they were all speaking, I am God, we can become one with God. Bhagavan Nalin Hona, we can become one. Prabhupada got disgusted, he walked away. Prabhupada told Guru Granth Prabhu, one of his disciples, you are only sufficient to defeat them. You speak. So Guru Granth Prabhu took the mic, and his turn came, and he said, all of you are saying you can become one with God. Can the stool on the street be one with the rasgulla and the sweet shop? If both are the same, can you eat the stool on the street? And there was a gasp of shock.
from all the sadhus, many, many old sadhus were there. They had never heard this kind of thing before. And they came up to Prabhupada and started complaining. Your disciple is offending us. He is telling us to eat stew. Prabhupada called us, will you do that? Said, no Prabhupada, I was just making a point, giving an example. That there is a difference between the sweet and a stool on the street. That's all. They were saying everything is gone, I was making a point, everything is not gone. Is it not fair? So Prabhupada turned to this sadhu and said, my American disciples give very graphic examples. Don't worry. I will chastise them, okay? So they left. After that, Prabhupada turned to Gurudas Prabhu. What was that example? Sweet and stool on the street? Excellent example. And Prabhupada said, this is the big problem in India. That everything is one. You know? One wise member came to Prabhupada and Prabhupada asked him, so have you read the Gita? He said, oh Gita, that is my favorite literature. Bhagavad Gita. I am always reading the Gita. Prabhupada said, okay, what is your favorite shloka? What do you think is the message of the Gita? Oh, the message is Krishna says to Arjuna, yathechati tatha kuru. Arjuna, do what you want. That is the essence of Gita. Excellent shloka. Therefore, I am doing whatever I want. But what did Arjuna do after that? He said, I will do what you say, Krishna. That is not it. His Gita ends there. Yathechati tatha kuru. You know, copy paste. That is it. So you have to go beyond that. So Hriday Daurbalya means so many other desires are there that you do things according to what you feel will suit your agenda. Deceit, fault-finding, fame, envy. And the fourth is apraha, offenses. Right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is in Jagannath Puri during Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra has just come to Jagannath Vallabh Udyan. And then a lot of Mahaprasad is distributed. Prasad Purita Hula Ardha Upaman Dekhiya Mahaprabhur Dekhiya Santosh Hula Mahaprabhurman. When Mahaprabhu saw all of this prasad offered to Lord Jagannath, he became very blissful, very satisfied. And then even after distributing all the Jagannath prasada, still a lot was remaining. It is said in Jagannath Puri only half the town cooks at home. The other half is the Mahaprasada from the temple. You know? And tons of rice is, you know, every day distributed. So when this prasada was distributed, extra of the name, Prabhur Adyay Govinda Dinahina Jani Dukhi Kandala Ani Prasada Bhojane. So Mahaprabhu told Govinda, please bring all these poor people and let them feed on this Mahaprasada. So Govinda brought all of them. So very, very poor people, they were sitting and they started honoring Prasada. So Mahaprabhu came there and as they were honoring Prasada, Mahaprabhu said, Kandalera Bhojaranga Deke Daura Hari Hari Bola Bolitare Upadeshakari. He said, don't just simply eat. Kandalera Bhojaranga Deke Daura Hari Hari Bola Boli. Say Hari Bol. Chant Hari Bol. Chant the holy names. Why? If you just eat, your hunger will go today, again you will be hungry tomorrow. Right now you are suffering because of hunger, tomorrow again you will suffer. But there is no permanent cure to your suffering. The permanent cure to your suffering will be that when you understand Jiva Krishna Das Evishwas Karle Ar Dukhanar, when you know that you as a Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna, that is our main problem. We don't understand we are Krishna's eternal servant. There is only two realities. Krishna is supreme, I am insignificant servant, And that connection of service between me and him cannot be stopped by any power in the whole creation. That is the basis for fearlessness. Just imagine, if I have tied a rope around my waist and that rope is tied to the back of a truck. Just imagine a truck is standing and the rope from the back of the truck is tied around my waist. Okay. Driver is not there. I hold the rope tight and call all my friends and tell them, just see my power. I'm holding a truck. The truck can't move. Why? Because I am pulling this. And they clap, offer medal, print my name in the newspaper, Guinness Book of World Records, one who holds the truck. But what is the reality? Driver is not there. Then driver comes and switches on the ignition, puts reverse gear. The truck comes closer to me. I call more friends, just see my power, I am pulling the truck. Previously it was only just standing, now I am pulling also. And then the driver puts first gear and then starts going ahead. And suddenly my whole life is shaken up. And suddenly I see, I'm doing the same things which I was doing before, but things are not working out. What happened? The rope is there, I am there, the truck is there, but it is not coming under my control like before. My dear friend, it was never under your control. It was only your illusion. That is what is meant here. When there is frustration and failure, there is illusion. And we start thinking, why things are going wrong? It was never under control. It was only that illusion. Ignorance. Therefore, that knowledge is so important of who am I. So we have created so many ropes. I am a successful engineer. I am a successful husband. I am a successful parent. I am a successful member of the community. I am a rich man. I am beautiful. I am young. I am this. I am that. So many ropes. And we have no control over any of those trucks. Market goes down, boom. I am rich, that is finished. And we are just struggling, I was rich, what happened? Why is the market going down like this? I have no control. My son fails an exam, what can I do? Oh, I was supposed to be a good parent. And then you start chastising, why you didn't say, what did I do, Baba? Because my identity depending on your success, false identity. Right? So many false identities, and we are allowing all those identities to control us. Where can there be peace? There cannot be any peace. So we are living life in that illusion. So therefore, when we are chanting the holy name, our tongue is vibrating, but we are not consciously aware that I am actually different from all the identities I am thinking. Even the holy name we are processing through all those identities. And therefore here, Mahaprabhu is saying, Hari Bol Boli Sare Upadeshakari, unless you chant, you cannot realize who you are. Hari Bol Boli Tanga Latprene Bhasu Yai Aichana Abhudalila Akare Dohunai. When you chant the holy name gradually and you hear the holy name, then you become free from these false misconceptions. Then gradually you start realizing who I am. And then things which were bothering you before don't bother you anymore. Because the reality dawns that I was never in control and I am not in control. I will never be in control. I have only one possession, that is desire. The desire to serve Krishna, that is all. There is no other possession I have or had. It is all an illusion. Then when you understand that, gradually your chanting will become peaceful. So the aparadhi, that which things that block us from achieving attachment to the holy name. Very critical. So for example, if a rich man comes and the rich man sends his servant, like for example Anil Ambani sends his assistant to us, and as soon as he comes, we criticize the servant. How was Anil Ambani's servant? He is crazy, his company is crazy, you are crazy, and we start doing all kinds of blasphemy like that. And if we start considering, you know, his secretary to be equal to him, or his servant comes with a message that Mr. Anil Ambani wants you to, you know, make this order immediately. I said, no, we will not. We will not follow his order. Tell him to get lost. So we are disobeying the assistant. We are criticizing the person's books and we act criminally and expect protection. So these are the various things which we are doing while chanting the aparad, offenses. All of this refer to first aparad. What is the first offense? To blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. Second, consider names of demigods, like Lord Brahma and Shiva to be. So that is the considering inferior to be equal to him. Is it not? And then third is to disobey like that. So how that person will feel, how you will feel in your situation when someone deals like that. So one of the classic ways of behavioral correction is either chastisement or neglect. Neglect is a kind of chastisement. You know, even when you have some bad relation with some devotee with whom you have a good relation, then he starts neglecting. Or in sometimes in husband and wife, or between father and child, the neglect is there. When neglect is there, the other party realizes, I think I have offended him. He doesn't look at me like before. He doesn't speak with me like before. He's not reciprocating. So as soon as the reciprocation stops, your red signal goes up. Oh, maybe did I do an offense? Did I do something towards him? Why is he neglecting me? Is it not? Neglect creates that signal. So we are not getting the taste in the holy name means what? That we have neglected Krishna. We have kind of offended Krishna. Because of that, Krishna is neglecting us. The Harinam is neglecting us. And that neglect is a punishment so that we realize we are making some mistakes. Apa Radha means Radha means Radharani. Apa means that which takes you away from Radharani's flow of mercy. That is aparadha. Apa Radha comes straight from Radharani. So therefore, that neglect should make us aware that yes, something is wrong. So the symptoms of this neglect is crookedness. You perform devotional service to gain something other than Krishna's pleasure. Like that. And faithlessness. Crookedness. Like for example, Duryodhana. He arranged a lot of big feast for Krishna to come. And when Krishna came, Duryodhana offered everything in gold plates. And Krishna looked at Duryodhana and said, my dear Duryodhana, a person eats at someone's house in two conditions. Either when he is hungry or when he has affection and love. I am neither hungry nor have affection and love for you. Nor you have for me. On one hand you are criticizing my servants. You are trying to kill my intimate devotees. And you want to feed me. That is crookedness. Therefore I cannot reciprocate with you. So just like Krishna behaved with Duryodhana, he will behave with us. When we actually commit offenses to devotees and chant, it is like Duryodhana mentality. Trying to invite Krishna for a feast while trying to attack the devotees. Then the second is faithlessness or Shraddha. That means we are chanting, but after some time we start developing doubts. An attachment to things that destroy faith in the Lord. There was one devotee in Los Angeles. And after some time, he was, you know, started feeling, I used to do surfing before. you know, surfing on the ocean. I am missing surfing a lot. I want to go back. So he just thought like that, left the temple, took a surfboard and went out surfing. And when he was out surfing, suddenly he saw a shark coming towards him. He got bewildered and he thought, I have done this surfing so many times before, shark never came. After coming from Hare Krishna temple, shark is coming. Shark was actually a Shiksha Guru coming to protect him. So when he saw the shark coming, immediately he started chanting Narasimhadi. Because he was in Hare Krishna temple for some time, he knew in emergency which button to press. So he started chanting Narasimhadi, nothing happened. He started chanting Mangala, then Tulsi Aarti, Guru Puja, other shlokas, Gita shlokas, whatever, you know, he chanted everything. Shark still came closer. And then he got bewildered. He folded his hands and said, my dear Lord, if today somehow you protect me from this shark Prabhu, I will give up everything, run straight to the temple and never leave your association. Just today. Take care. For all the 3 years of devotional service I did in the temple, at least give me this much. Is this the prasad you are giving? For all the seva? He didn't realize this is the prasad for leaving, not for the service. So anyway, the Paramatma in the heart of the shark was also active. So the shark came, you know, made a parikrama, looked at him, you know, gave him a merciful glance and left. And this gentleman was in ecstasy. He came out, ran straight to the temple, offered obeisances to the deities, and the temple president came and said, hey, I didn't see you last 2 days. Where were you? No, no, I went out, you know, but now I got realization, I will never go out. He got full realization. And he's still a pujari. So he got realizations for lifetime. So Krishna takes care when something like that happens. Just because you are attached to something which is not actually in devotional service, that's also the result of offense. Slackness in performing devotional practice, shaitanya, and pride in one's devotional achievements, these are all symptoms of aparadha. So therefore it says, Namnam akara bahudha nija sarvashaktis. This should be our prayer. And the predicament in which we are put is that we are in great misfortune because of the anartha. This is the translation of that particular verse. That ultimately, how we are going to be put in that great suffering condition, and hence no attention to the holy name. And the holy name is transcendental to time, place and circumstances. My dear Lord, please purify me. So the powerful offenses within aparadha is criticism. And the cause of criticism is pride. And sometimes even while casually talking, many times we criticize devotees. We start speaking ill about devotees without realizing that it is actually an offense. And the effect is that we become filled with envy, and that contracts the lotus of the heart. And therefore we must avoid sadhuvinda, especially that just that casual thing, without having any substantial intent or anything, we just speak casually. Even that can have a powerful effect. Inattention is defined as carelessness, and the significance is that it is the mother of all offenses. And as a result, one becomes audacity or apathy, lack of deep concern towards the holy name and towards one's sadhana. And gradually one is overcome by laziness and sleeping. And vikshepa means distraction. And in this way, the solution is understand the nature of the working of the mind. So this jadya or laziness and sleeping, that is something which everyone experiences. When you try to chant the holy names, and over a period of time, you know, it becomes difficult. Like in our temple when we were chanting, we created japa groups, japa circles. And even then devotees were sleeping. So what we did was, you know, one devotee suddenly one day got the idea. He brought one water pistol with which he used to actually water tulsi, and he kept it with him. And he was waking himself up with that. Whenever he was tulsi, he would hit and stay awake. So he did that 2 days, and third day someone else was sleeping, he hit him also. And that person felt offended, he picked up the gun, he shot him, and that became like a destructive game. And ultimately we had to stop it down. So we may have different ways of keeping ourselves awake. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, one disciple, used to have long shikha and used to tie it to a rod from behind and sit and chant. When he would fall asleep, automatically he would get jerked and wake up. Sarvastra Thakur looked at him and said, "We are not Ashtangyogis. Don't do all these things. Try to develop taste in the holy name." So this is the critical principle, that because of that pride and that envy, sometimes we start thinking, "I am the doer, I am the controller." Prabhupada, one disciple, he did a lot of collection, Guru Prasanna. And then he came to Vrindavan and he started thinking, "I have done so much of collection, I have done so much of collection," in the heart. Prabhupada could see that. At middle of the night, 12 o'clock, Prabhupada told his servant, called Guru Rupa. So he woke up from his sleep, came to Prabhupada, offered obeisance, said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, how can I serve you?" Prabhupada said, "What were you doing?" He said, "Prabhupada, I was sleeping." Prabhupada said, "Why were you sleeping?" He said, "Prabhupada, because I work hard all day, so I'm tired." Prabhupada said, "I also work hard all day. I am not sleeping. I am writing. Why are you not writing? Why are you sleeping?" He said, "Prabhupada, because you are Paramahansa. I am a new person." Prabhupada said, "Why are you not a Paramahansa? Why are you a new person?" It was already 1 o'clock at night. Got up in the middle of the sleep, entered serious interrogation by Prabhupada. In serious tone, he got present there. He just said, "Prabhupada, tell me what I should do." Prabhupada said, "Go back to sleep." But he got the message that maybe something is wrong in the way my attitude is or whatever. Prabhupada wants to make me humble. You know, Prabhupada said, that is the thankless job of a guru, to continuously smash through the pride. No one else can do that. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koroli Dase Trina Pekha Ati Na Sakala Samman Korite Shakati Devo Nasa Jatya. So therefore, just like nose drop, ear drop, eye drop, remove all the condition. Gurudev Kripa Bindu, the drop of Guru's mercy, clears the congestion covering the soul. And the congestion covering the soul is the false ego. That is the cause of all of these. One disciple of Prabhupada, in a humble Buddha, we approached Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "I want you to go and preach in Sri Lanka." And he said, "Oh my God, Sri Lanka, too difficult." So he said, "Prabhupada, Sri Lanka is very small. It's not big enough." Prabhupada said, "Okay, preach in Pakistan." okay, I'll go to Sri Lanka. So he went to Lanka, and because he followed Prabhupada's order, that is where he met that famous Dr. Kovur. And in that Life Comes From Life, there is that conversation with Dr. Kovur that happened after this. So initially, our first response is often resistance. "No, no, no, no." Standard first response. "No, no, no, I can't do it. Oh, no, no, it's too difficult. Oh, no, no, no. My dear Krishna, please engage in your service." "No, no, no, little service, but gradually, not too soon." So all this creates a whole cycle of offenses. So that is known as here, aparadha. So what is the function and nature of the mind? very beautiful. It is described that man, buddhi, ahankar and chitta, these are the four subtle senses which we have. And the ahankar is the main obstacle in chanting and serves the false ego. Mind serves the ahankar and it maintains and protects the ahankar. Okay, so the soul is inside the room. False ego has bound the soul and sitting there as a security guard. Outside in the chamber, the intelligence is waiting for orders. And outside the doorkeeper with a big board advertising the glories as per the dictation of the false ego is the mind. So man is the PR agency for the ahankar. You know PR agency. Whatever you want to advertise, it will advertise. So the ahankar has dictated, I am intelligent, beautiful, strong, quick thinking, successful, rich. Okay, these are the upadhis advertised to the world. So the mind is advertising it. So if anyone comes and their opinions match with this list, he is considered friendly. Someone comes and says, oh, you are rich, you are intelligent, oh, yeah, perfect. That is according to the list. Someone says, you dull-headed fool, The list says, I am intelligent. And he says, dull-headed fool, enemy. So that person's opinion doesn't match with the list which is advertised by the mind on the dictation of the false ego. So then the mind immediately informs intelligence, get one, you know, I want to beat him. Intelligent runs, yes, use it to the mind. So in this way, the scheme is going on. And when some friend comes, someone glorifies, mind is happy, tells the intelligence, get a rose, use the rose. You are understood me perfectly. Very good. So this game is going on. And we are spending the whole day thinking, he is friend, he is enemy, he is favorable, he is unfavorable. All based on the false propaganda of the mind, which is promoting what the false ego has given the message. And the actual person is totally different from that, the soul. So the mind serves the false ego by maintaining and protecting. Just see how the game is going on, 24/7. And the mind creates sankalpa and vikalpa, mental concoction of different images about oneself. And this is the cause of birth in the material world, creating the false identity. And the false ego embraces any identity than the true one, than Krishna's eternal servant in the spiritual world. Okay? That is our true identity. Gopi Bharpur Padakamayo Das Das Dasanavas. But the false ego will tell so many false identities. Right? And therefore, the more a person goes through the education system, becomes successful, and more things he does in the world, more and more false identities keep adding up. Like that. Just like we were participating in a science congress in Kolkata. So many scientists were coming and giving their explanations, you know. And the lunch used to be big. The whole idea was to help the scientists appreciate prasad and, you know, come closer to Krishna consciousness. So after lunch, that 2 hour session from 2 to 5 would be most difficult. After heavy lunch, AC auditorium, dim lights, and subject matter no one can understand. Classic combination. You don't have to be astrologer to guess what happens. So well, I kind of fell half asleep and then came out after the session was over, rubbing my eyes, and you know, Radhanath Maharaj also came out and we were talking to each other. And he said, oh, so you are from IIT, so you must have understood what was going on. Actually, I didn't understand. But because I have this false ego, I am from IIT, so I have to protect it. How can IIT not understand scientific thing? So I said, well, I kind of understood. But, you know, in between I was falling asleep sometimes. And I said, oh, you are lucky. For me, I was waking up in between. So, when you have this false ego or false identity, I am like this, I am like that. So many times you have to fight and struggle to make sure that everything matches with that. So a lot of anxiety is created because of this. So therefore the function of the nature of the mind is that intelligence is egoism. In Rajagun creates intelligence and egoism in Tattvagun creates mind. So please know that egoism in Tattvagun creates mind. And the mind protects the false understanding and forgetfulness of Krishna through Sankalpa and Vikalpa. And therefore, the intelligence actually does the service of scheming for the future and reframing the past. That is constantly going on. That is the function of Rajagun. So intelligence is a mode of passion. That is something which many times we don't understand. So the conclusion is, the mind traps in the material world to delude us, and as the Gita says, the only way is you perform the practice of yoga to stop. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha, to stop the fluctuations of the mind. So that we can really identify what is our true identity, and then the effect of the material world on the mind stops. And we are back in the sattva-guna, nearing transcendence, like that. So this is a brilliant analysis of what exactly is going on every moment. You know, all these external upadhis we are adding, it is only creating more problems than solving. Like our one of our friends who wrote this book, you know, Bob Cohen, Brahmananda Prabhu. So he visited a science conference and he met one scientist. And the scientist gave him a business card. And in the business card, the scientist's name was written and his educational qualifications were written. PhD BF. He got very busy. What kind of education is this? Said PhD but failed. He said, my God, why did you print like this? He said, what to do? I registered for PhD, it was too difficult, I gave up. But I had desire to attend conference. And everywhere they ask business card, and PhD is not where they think they are product. So I have to be honest also. So I added PhD and added BF also. Most of the scientists think that BF is an additional qualification to PhD. They never ask. You are the first person who asked them. PhD, BF. So we have this, you know, list of identities. According to the various opulences which Krishna provides, strength, fame, riches, beauty, knowledge, renunciation, we borrow from Krishna's, you know, store and add it like thieves on our own. So this is the whole idea of the mind and how it fluctuates. So therefore, the second key, very important, is listen to just one mantra. Listen to just one mantra. Devotion means understanding that Krishna's name is powerful. If you just take one name of Krishna, it is sufficient. And the greatest obstacle is inattention. So how to capture the racing mind? How many of you have a mind which is agitated during chanting and moves up and down, back and forth? So all of us have a common problem, right? All of us have a common problem. Can you imagine 16 rounds you are able to hear every mantra attentively? What a day that will be. We'll take a leave and celebrate that day. So just see, inattention is the greatest obstacle. So what is the mind's task? Don't give a complicated task to the mind of listening to rounds. Don't tell the mind, I have to listen to this one round very attentively, okay? Listen to this round, listen to that round. That's too complex for the mind. The mind will jump ahead to the yet to be chanted round. You are chanting the first round, mind is going to the second round. And how you will chant the second round, the mind will start thinking. So therefore, keep the mind's task simple. That is the key. And what is that? Listen to one mantra. The mantra you are chanting now, that's it. If that is also too complex, listen to that one syllable, Hare, that's it. That is your only task as of now, at this moment, no other task. Once you have finished that, Krishna. Did you listen to it properly? Okay. Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So simple. Sounds simple. But when you sit to chant, very difficult. And I will just run around. Right? And I will go back to the slide. What was that slide all about? We have to keep the chanting simple. We have to keep the chanting simple. And that will become the distraction. So therefore, just focus on that one mantra. Very, very beautiful. It helps a lot. So why we use the beads? Do you know that? Because the mind jumps ahead to the yet to be chanted rounds. The mind is faster. The mind will go between future and past. So when you hold the beads and touch it and press it, you hold the mind to the present. You understand? So you should feel conscious when you are chanting that I am right now touching those beads. So you have to bring the mind between the tongue and the ears by being conscious. That will help you hear, yes, I am hearing this mantra now. That is the purpose of the beads, to lock you in the present. That's very, very critical, like that. So therefore, gradually the mind will act simply. This is the whole idea. Gradually the mind will act simply. Like our one of our sannyasis, he was grihastha before. And his wife had a dog. This was in Amsterdam. You know? Amsterdam is considered like even one step ahead of America. Right? And what happened was, this lady, she loved philosophy, so she liked one philosopher very much, J. Krishnamurti, Jiddu Krishnamurti. And they didn't know the etiquette, so she kept the dog's name after that philosopher. She wanted to make the dog feel special, special name, so Krishnamurti. In short, she used to call the dog Krishna. They didn't know Vedic culture, they didn't know anything about India. So one night the dog was lost, she told the husband, get the dog. And the husband was searching at night through the streets of Amsterdam shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Harinam Sankirtan of devotees was going at a distance. And one devotee came into that same lane, dark lane, distributing books. And he came to this gentleman shouting, Krishna, Krishna, at the top of his lungs. And he looked at it and thought, my God, what a great soul. Just like the Goswami, he shouted Krishna's holy name. Amazing. He came to him and said, you are looking for Krishna. He said, yes, I am looking for Krishna. Come with me. He said, referring to one Krishna, he's talking another Krishna. So he comes to the temple. He takes the Bhagavad Gita. And then he totally gets transformed by reading the Gita. And he joins the Hare Krishna name. The holy name is all powerful. So Ramanujacharya said, like he was taking prasad and when he washed his hands, one fish got a particle of that rice and immediately got a 400 form and went to Vaikuntha. The disciples got bewildered. My dear Gurudev, what is this? Said, because we ate the Mahaprasad, we got liberated. The disciples said, we are eating every day. Anta Mahaprasad. Still we have only two hands. When will the other two hands come? Why it is not coming? He said the difference between you and him is the fish is not committing offense. So it's getting the full effect. That is just to instruct. So the point is, when we are in ignorance, then offense is not counted. If you read Ajami's purpose, one of the features about Ajami's chanting was inoffensive. He didn't commit offense. Why? He didn't know the glories of holiness. But for us, it is too late. We can't say, oh, I wish I was also like Ajami. Nobody told me about this. Now it's too late. We know the glories. We have to chant. So therefore, this is the second key. Try this out tomorrow morning. Listen to just one mantra. That means listen to each syllable. And this is the last key for today. State your determination. What is the determination? What is my priority? My priority is to hear the holy name right now. I must disregard the mind, focus on the mantra, remember the purpose of this chanting. I am an eternal servant of Krishna. I just want to serve the Lord here attentively. Hear the Maha Mantra. It is not an invitation for the mind to wander. I am here for a very serious business to establish my relationship with Krishna. And if I simply do that with determination, it will fulfill all aspirations. Let me just give full attention to the holy name. Just hear that one mantra. So therefore, the key number two is devotion. And key number three is determination. That means we must be very determined. Because the mind will not allow us so easily. Mind will say that, oh, what about the next mantra? What about the previous? You lost it. You know, it was useless. I don't think you can do it. Not the next, not the earlier. Just the current one. If you start thinking about the future or the past, the passion will increase. And when the passion will increase, you will lose the focus. And therefore, the result of hearing the Maha Mantra continuously is your consciousness will touch the holy name. And the consciousness will bathe in sweetness. And when that happens, otherwise, listening to one name is recommended. Hari, as I just described. So listening of our chanting is the beginning of offenseless chanting. Experience of full effect of chanting Maha Mantra will come gradually. So therefore, someone said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, you know, what should we do with our mind during chanting? Prabhupada, there is a question of mind. Just hear. Just hear the name. And let deeds help you touch and bring you to the present so that you can hear properly. You understand? So therefore, either way, you speak it this way or that way, the message is very clear that the material world is a place of misery. The only way we can actually salvage our life is by taking shelter of Krishna and Krishna's devotee. And the Shastras are very clear. The Shastras, they don't beat around the bush. They come straight to the point. Abhiraj Goswami says, Vaidunya Kita Kalitam Paishunya Prinati Litam Dainyarnare Nimagnoha Chaitanyam Vaidyam Ashraye. My dear Lord, the germs of envy, the germs of material desires are infecting my blood, and boils of envy have sprouted on my skin. Dainyarnare Nimagnoha, falling in an ocean of humility. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye. I am taking shelter at your lotus feet, my dear Lord. who are like a transcendental doctor. Chaitanya Vaidya is Krishna, who is the transcendental doctor. Only he has the medicine. Otherwise there is no other way. So therefore people in the material world deal with miseries, but they are just beating around the bush, not knowing what to do. And therefore Jagannath Prabhu will be explaining in the evening about how the Gita is just breaking through all the illusion, transcendental knowledge. And the last word of Vedic knowledge is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the last shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam is Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanam Tannamami Harim Param. That Nama Sankirtanam is the conclusion of all. Straight. No beating around the bush. Right? Reality is reality, whether you say it this way or that way. Doesn't make any difference. So the holy name is there as the pure savior and guardian. We just have to take shelter. There is no other pleasure in the material world. Whether you speak it politely or harshly, it will be the same. Like a gentleman went abroad, he had one cat and one grandmother, an old mother. So he told his friend while going that, you know, just keeping me informed whatever happens. Something happens, let me know. So the friend wrote a letter after he had gone abroad. So he received the letter when he was abroad. And the letter said, "Dear friend, sorry to inform you, your cat is dead." He got really bewildered. He wrote a letter back. Is this the way of breaking bad news? You don't know how to write a letter. In the first letter you should have written, "Your cat is doing well. He is walking on the roof sometimes." Then the letter should have stopped. Next letter, after 1 month, you should have written, "Your cat is well, sometimes you are walking on the roof, it falls." Then after some time, another letter should have come. Sometimes when the cat falls on the roof, she becomes injured. Then fourth letter should have said, "When injured, we take her to the hospital." And then fifth letter should have said, "In hospital, in the midst of loving friends, while glorifying the Lord, the cat went to heaven." This is the way to break news, not that cat is dead. So when he wrote this letter back to his friend, the friend again wrote another letter. "My dear friend, your mother is doing well. Sometimes she is walking on the roof." Now we want to approach reality like this or like this. It cannot change. Right? So whether we say that, okay, our mind is totally distracted, bewildered, and we are totally infatuated by false ego and totally in a state of intoxication, and then you may think, "Oh, that's too blunt. Why is this seminar being so blunt? I'm not so bad. I didn't think I'm so bad before hearing all this." But ultimately the facts have to be faced. And therefore, the solution is just one. Here, the holy name. So therefore these are the three D's. First is duty. Second, third. So let's see how these three keys help us with our tomorrow's morning chanting. You know, Dwadashi chanting is also sometimes very difficult because we are not have brains all day on the couch. And during chanting we are thinking, what will be for breakfast? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Could be khichdi, oh, again khichdi. Oh, could it be Italy? Oh, nice. How many? 16? No, no, 16 rounds, sorry. So the mind keeps jumping around so wildly that it's more interesting than the ups and downs of the stock market. So therefore, dear friends, we have no choice. Solution is only one, Harinam. The beat back and the beads, that by itself, is sufficient mercy upon us. But because we don't realize it, we keep searching hundreds of other things and we remain dissatisfied. Great souls in the past who just spend chanai chanai karatami sarva kirtya snan Kshane kshane karatumi yatya tapodan. Mahaprabhu is glorifying Haridas Thakur. Moment to moment you are just bathing in all holy places. You are doing yatya tapodan because 192 rounds you are chanting every day. 22 hours chanting Hare Krishna. Like that. So these are our ideals. And we are very fortunate that at least we are getting an opportunity to discuss these things. So, for getting this copy of this book, probably Purujan Prabhu has a site or something, I'm not sure. Or if someone of your, some of your friends are going to Vrindavan, you can tell them to get these copies. It's available there. So probably someone will figure out how to get, but it's a very, very interesting book. And the depth of analysis as far as the interaction of the mind, intelligence, ego is very amazing. So these are just his words which I have just put in the form of slides, that's all. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. The Prabhupada ki, Sargosya Manandeya.